We have two dogs in our home. Aria is a 2-year-old puppy who definitely needs help with her portions. And Nala is a 10-year-old dog who is living a great life, and we want to keep feeding her well so she can hang in there with us for a lot longer. The Farmer's Dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. You can get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/vanished. Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners. I'm Liam Luxon, host of Status Untraced, a new podcast brought to you from the team behind Up and Vanished. It follows my investigation into the disappearance of Justin Alexander, a survivalist and world traveler whose life seemed like it was torn from the pages of an adventure novel. While some of Justin's friends and family believe he may have been murdered, it's not clear what actually happened. And a message he left behind just days before he vanished makes everything about his disappearance just strange. Check out this clip featuring one of Justin's friends and their recollection of their final conversation with him.
It was one thing that kind of made me feel weird about whenever he'd talk about his plans for India. And the more I've thought about it, especially over the years, it almost seemed like he was preparing for something because he wanted to be famous. He made that openly clear, like that was his end goal.
When you hear the message Justin left behind, when you hear about the remote and dangerous area where he went missing, when you learn about how the suspects and the police's efforts in this case all quietly started to fade away, you won't be able to stop wondering, what happened? From Tenderfoot TV, Status Untraced is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus to binge the entire season ad-free. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
One of the names that keeps coming up has a criminal record. He's well known to police in different jurisdictions. And as you heard, everybody in town thinks he's the drug hookup. That's that. Does he have anything to do with this case? I have no idea, right? That's the frustrating part. Just because somebody in town is on everybody's radar, rumored to be some bad guy that might be involved with Crystal's disappearance, doesn't make it true. In fact, if it was so obvious and true, that person would already be in custody. Because the sheriff's department knows the name, and I suspect that they've checked it out every which way and have some suspicions on their own whether he's the right guy. I think he knows what's going on, and I think that some of his associates may even know more.
We certainly know who Catfish is. And I know that Catfish and his friend have been spoken to by detectives. So they shouldn't be surprised that their name's coming up. The real balance journalistically is, what are the liabilities of reporting somebody's identity who may ultimately never be charged or directly be involved? I guess the one that comes to mind is the Richard Jewell case at Atlanta Olympics, the bombing, the security guard. He came to help. He had to be the guy. And everybody reported it. Can't take it back, right? Wasn't him. So we always balance here the need to do those kind of things. If you watched our initial investigation, we have a blurred mugshot, and he knows that's him. His mom probably knows that's him. His friends probably know that's him. So there's some, not public identity, but I think we let him know that we know. There he is.
If they're just dealing, moving product, they don't want to make any waves. And violence creates waves. People call the police, they call 911, here comes the ambulance, they say who did this and what, and it can ruin a financial stream. So the players that we're talking about there, I don't think are dangerous every day, but I have no doubt if they're cornered that they know how to get out of trouble.
From Tenderfoot TV in Atlanta, this is Up and Vanished. I'm your host, Payne Lindsay. I talked to a new source about catfish. We'll call this person Calvin. Calvin told me that after Crystal went missing, three people in Crestone seemed to change noticeably. Dreddy Bryan and two other men. We'll call them Landon and Jack. According to Calvin, these three individuals incurred psychological breakdowns shortly after her disappearance.
My knowledge is limited. I mean, to go on and explore my friends, the ones that were involved, if you want to say that, or not involved. And really, what it really comes down to is, Brian, you got to start there. I mean, that's who it is. Catfish had nothing to do with it I believe that she was killed. Okay. I didn't believe her and Brian got into an argument. Brian killed her. And then they disposed of the body. I'm not sure who they are, but I'm pretty much sure they talked it.
Landon. Jack.
And Brian. If you get those three, then you'll be able to figure it out.
Do you know what happened? Like, what the situation was?
I don't know. I know that what had happened is that Brian, the summer before, had wrecked her car. And then she had filed for civil suit. I think that what happened is that maybe Brandon and Brian had maybe raped her. Like, maybe drugged her and raped her. And then she tried to come back on them. So that's what I'm getting from the information that I have. All right. And, I mean, I honestly thought it was catfish at first, but once I started talking to catfish, and I mean got to basically know catfish, it wasn't him at all. I mean, he may have. I mean, and I hate to say this, but he may have. Helping them like cover it up. But the only reason they did that is because they involved him, and I don't even think that's the case really. There's no really. What I saw is from a distance, because I'm a friend of everybody that was, I guess, probably involved, is I saw a complete psychological breakdown.
Landon.
Brian. And the paranoia of all three of them just went through the roof.
Landon.
Went from just being in standard meth psychosis to being, like, completely paranoid at all times, whether he was sober or not. Thinking that people were following him. Muir mentioned that they had found Crystal's body. He completely freaked out.
Jack.
He ended up getting committed. I mean, and then you look at Brian, and from what I've seen, and I know his ex-wife, and I know all the other girlfriends that he's been with, there is a violence in behind him, like a dark light. You know, it doesn't come out right at first, but when they're alone, it happens. Also, I would, just to help you out, I've talked to, you know what's funny is I've got a, can I call you back here in a little bit?
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay, because my friends just showed up. I'll be back in town here in about 30 minutes. Will that work for you?
Yeah, man, just give me a shout.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I have to help you, dude, because I think this is bullshit, right? I mean, you know, honestly, they place some value on human life where they shouldn't have been placed, you know what I'm saying?
They placed a value on a human life where it shouldn't have been placed. About 2 months later.
I mean, it's rumored that she was blackmailing him, blackmailing them, because they had raped her. They drugged her and raped her.
Landon.
He almost shot Catfish's hand off. I talked to people that were there. They said that they were arguing over Crystal, about what had happened. And that's when he shot his hand.
Landon.
We were staying over at my house one night, and he woke up and he's like, I didn't mean to do it. That's what he said. I didn't mean to do it to her. And then I've heard Catfish several times. Catfish was like, I didn't think they'd kill her. I've heard him say that a couple times. I mean, just not general night terrors. He's actually said that twice. For one thing, he's very standoffish about the whole thing, which is another indication that maybe he had something to do with it. He's agoraphobic. I mean, he has a hard time dealing with people besides people he knows very well. He's only been that way since he got into a car accident about, I'd say, 15 years ago. He brings it up quite a bit. I mean, to the point to where, I mean, it's not... See, he's such an emotional human being that if he did commit an act like that, it would have devastating psychological effect on him. I mean, I'm not a trained psychiatrist or a psychologist or anything, but I'm just, from just my point of view, honestly, he didn't display any of it, but he does have regret there, which means that his regret is probably due to some involvement in some way, whether it be ex post facto, like taking care of the body after it was all said and done, or whether it be that he had something to do as far as like planning it or paying for it or something of that nature. Catfish's house was completely destroyed all the time. I wasn't there and I didn't see it, but right after the girl disappeared, that house was completely spotless. I mean, you could eat off the floor. Catfish has also been accused of drugging and raping other women. Catfish is not a stupid person. He's quite far from stupid. If he was going to plan anything, it would be to the T. I mean, they would dispose of the body in a way. And I'm thinking that they moved the body more than once, would be my guess. That they maybe three or four different times. And then finally they incinerated it, would be my guess. That's what I've heard. This is a small community, you know, and people talk. And it's funny because these guys go around talking about this. I guarantee it. Otherwise, why would you hear these things? They're basically dosing each other with LSD to basically drive each other insane. If you want to get dosed, that means you're going to drop some acid. But, I mean, if you're getting dosed, that means somebody's trying to either kill you, drive you insane, or, you know, basically put you to a point where your mental capabilities can't handle the amount of drugs that you're on. There's several people that have been dosed around here through methamphetamine specifically. And, I mean, they walk around fighting shadow people for the rest of their lives. You know, shit like that. It's not very nice. I mean, you gotta watch what you do around here. A lot of people are scared of Catfish. I'm scared of Catfish a little bit. His family has power. They have major, major power. I'm willing to work with, man, I'm willing to work with CBI. You know what? Screw these guys. I mean, I know that they all had something to do with it. And you know what? I mean, honestly, they really haven't turned out to be that great of friends anyway. You know, something needs to be done. And if they are guilty, then justice should prevail. This is murder we're talking about here. This is murder. Murder and rape.
I'm going to Mexico City, and it's going to be an awesome vacation. All thanks to Viator. If you're looking to book your next trip, Viator is your one-stop shop. They've done all the research for you, from classes and workshops, food and drinks, outdoor activities, sightseeing, cruises, tours, museums. Everything you want to do on a vacation is all right here at your fingertips by using Viator. Viator is the solution you need to ensure you plan the perfect trip and overall travel experience. Viator is a tool you can use to plan and book travel experiences all around the world. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences, so you can discover what's out there, no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in. Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means that you can plan something everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been there on the same experiences you're choosing. And if plans changed, there's free cancellation. Plus, Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know that you'll get the support you need at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use the code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
At this point, I'd heard a lot of insane and frankly scary stories, all revolving around this group of so-called friends. Some of these things I'd heard before. The Catfish never cleaned his house, and then one day, he suddenly did a full sweep, and also that Catfish's family had a fairly prestigious background. I talked to Landon to get his perspective. Things didn't seem to look good for this group of friends, if that's even what they are.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk with you about anything you want to know about, and I do know, you know, the ins and outs of Creston pretty much, but that's some exciting stuff. Are you going to be in the area? I mean, it's not necessarily directly related to your story. I honestly was not present for anything that went down with that young lady, and I don't know anything but that, but I was around enough people. I happened to meet the young lady probably a matter of 2 weeks before she went missing for a 5 or 10 minute conversation. So that's the extent of my relationship with her and my knowledge of her. I don't know her well. I met her in passing, like I said, briefly before she vanished. But I do know some of the characters that are allocated in this. And, you know, it is factually, I don't know anything. I didn't see anything. I don't have any, you know, true, I guess, solid information that would help anybody in the resolution of this whole, you know, terrible, you know, missing. It was quite certain it was, you know, foul play, and there's the whole dynamic of manipulation and such. But go ahead and you ask your questions you want to. I would like to meet with you in person if you're in the area.
What do you think happened to Crystal?
That's getting raised in the degree that, you know, there was an element of manipulation, of blackmail going on with her and that character with colorful, you know, name, who I happen to be, you know, friends with for a few years. You know, I lived in the same neighborhood he did when my fiance and I were breaking up, and it was kind of like, you know, a hard time for me. So I was made friends with him, and we hung out. You know, we didn't get along, let's say. And later he went out for like back damage on my world. He happened to be connected to, you know, some big strings and such, you know, on that phrase anymore, because I have God, like, completely on my side, and it's all a complete illusion anyway. All those lower frequencies of vibration that are existing are illusions, and we're transcending the planet. We're ascending the planet right now. Actually, this event sparks unity consciousness of love in every present moment is coming, and that's going to be the only vibration left. Anyway. So I'm not worried. I have no fears around me yet. I'll tell anybody anything they want to know. I never had any fear or any guilt, you know, but
his friends, you know, kind of framed me. He put a lot of information out there that I was involved somehow because I happened to be, you know, sort of going over to his house a decent amount because we were still having some sort of, you know, friendship or conflict at that time. So he went after, you know, I think he sent thousands of emails to do those type of effects. Slander, kind of computer program to make it look like Michael's number was texting somebody else's phone number. You know, and like mimic the numbers and go, you know, to my girlfriend and my number and have a conversation. Screenshot type shit. All that type shit. And it really did hurt my reputation because people who I, you know, we came to love and trust me had to like be like, well, what, you know, there's got to be an inkling of truth to all this. You know, it doesn't just come out of that, you know, rumors, they start somehow, somewhere, and there's always some sort of origin of truth, you know, that's how we, that's what we're programmed to believe in, you know. Like, things are good. How do you feel about your life these days and everything? How is your personal, do you feel any, you know, recent changes or recent, like, energies that seem different or any kind of, like, vibrancy or, you know, synchronicities maybe in your life? They're like, ding, ding, you know, here and there, and numbers that are coming at the right times and crazy, like, you know, small world shit, or no?
I mean, I don't really know. It's hard to say. I haven't figured out life entirely yet, but, you know, I look at it as one big learning experience.
Oh, you will soon, bro, my brother. You will soon become in full awareness and knowledge of what's happening on the planet. It's big, bro. Big. Like, Lionsgate portal is opening, like, or it could be opening now, but by 8/8/2018, there's a Lionsgate portal. This shit, dude, is, like, fucking crazy. It sounds like I'm nuts, right?
Landon's thoughts were a little far out there, but as far as Crystal's story, he gave more convincing details than I'd gotten from anyone else so far.
I mean, was I there for anything of that nature? No, I wasn't. You know, I went over to the person's house, Catherine's house, and she was there, and at the time I was like, I'd like to take out his trash for him and stuff like that. You know, kind of do some work for him like that because he just couldn't do any of that. He was just out of control. And she was there and I met her and she was like trying to help me take out trash and she was like got a pretty positive vibe off her. And I also, you know, it was just plain as obvious day to me that there was an element of manipulation in the dynamic between the two of them, you know? You know, I didn't know that she was too nice. She tried to help me, like, and I trashed off the deck, and I was, like, appreciative of that, although, you know, I just kind of, like, put two bags together and then left, because I was like, I'll be back later when it's not weird. And, that's the next day I hit him up on a text, and I said, what's up, man, what are you up to, blah, blah, I've got no response. Didn't go over to see what he was doing, didn't really give a fuck, and probably didn't talk to him for a week after that, even, or maybe a week or two, I don't even remember, you know. He's so crazy, and he, like, I had to go even crazier on purpose, I think, so that his credibility would be in question. I feel like I was going through so much that I didn't have any capacity to, like, be sticking out trying to do investigative work. And especially, you know, in my situation, it would have been extremely dangerous, too. Still, a lot of pussies would consider what I'm doing extremely dangerous. I went through all sorts of shit. You'd poison me with LSD, bring me a bottle of whiskey that had 200 hits of acid in it, hire kids to steal from me, hire people to beat me up. Put libel, slander, and all sorts of fucking crazy stories up there about me.
Jack,
I believe, was there at the time of whatever went down. He subsequently got, you know, dosed with a lot of drugs of some nature, and he went off on, you know, what they call, this guy Cabbage used to follow the Grateful Dead for a long time, and he came up with this thing where trying to figure out where these legs are going. All right, so anyway, I don't know any of this for sure, bro. The rumor mill has generated so many rumors. I'm in 3/4 of them, and I didn't have anything to do with it. Don't know what happened. Nobody told me because I'm not in that little clique or that club. They don't speak. They shouldn't. And there was a part of my depression that took me to some places where I was just like, survival mode, hibernation mode, and I was just kind of like, you know, my reputation was getting stomped on, so people that used to just wave by this, you know, wave in this little community, friendly, would start to get these looks of doubt. I felt it creep in insidiously, man. In a small town,
of 500 to 1,000 to 200 people in the PC. You know, like, your reputation is everything, man. And if even somebody just kind of promotes the story and catches a little bit of wind somehow, everybody wants to. And that's the nature of, like, programming and people. And it doesn't even matter, you know, hey, exactly what you're doing, as long as you're doing anything with any sort of, like, inkling or inference or, you know, the mere vague appearance of impropriety. All the stories became true in all those minds. You know what I'm saying, bro? I was unable to find employment. People were shaping me around, harassing me. People were trying to beat me up, steal my computers and phones, hack my Facebook. I lost email of 10 years I had after college and everything. Dude, I could never get it back. They fucking took it. They attacked me with everything they had. They were plotting against my fucking demise. They were up all night putting all sorts of energy into my destruction, you know? And they still couldn't touch the light. Because I'm the one good guy hanging around all these pieces of shit, right? And they're like, fuck him, he's not like us, we hate him. Let's set him up for whatever I can. Maybe I was, you know, being a little bit of a poor judgment of character when I decided who to hang out with and who to trust because of my own depression and my own self-destructive nature, you know? And so, I was basically trying to live by myself with my two dogs and my truck and cut fireworks for a living. I gave all that. I told the seed guy they could have all that, look for it, figure out whatever they could from it. You know, I told them that, gave them full permission, and they never got back to me. I don't know what the fuck happened with that. Yeah, there was one picture. I'm going to tell you, I really don't want to dwell on this stuff. This is like the last thing I'm trying to talk about these days, because I'm trying to take the joy, and this is all, like, this all might as well have never happened, bro. In the past, not only that, but it was an illusion, all these fears, all this. Yes, we're all reincarnating all the time, too, man. And, like, if you're in the love train, you're going to ascend with the rest of the planet. If you're not, then you're out, you know, kind of thing. Most of us are coming along, I think. You know, there's 144,000 of us on the planet that have been, you know, that are coming together to unify that vibration. 144,000 healers, masters, and warriors have reincarnated tons of times. I'm living with people that were, you know, famous people throughout history that are reincarnating and coming back as the masters, forming the first contact team for this fucking ascension. It's fucking out there. I don't want to talk about this other crap. I will.
While I was talking to Landon, someone else got on the phone. I still don't know who she was.
I love you with all my heart. Hi, Payne.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you, love?
I'm doing great.
Guys.
James,
come and meet your creator. She's amazingly beautiful, full of love in every moment.
Yeah, buddy, you gotta come down and check it out. There's a story right there, right here, but or maybe not.
The masters are coming maybe. Home, Kane, and you are one of them.
Maybe you'll do both stories, but, you know, I don't know.
He's one of them.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Shortly after Crystal went missing, an anonymous person had a phone call with Dreddy Bryan. They recorded this call and shared it with me, and I'd like to share it with you now, because the story seems to get a little muddled.
I know it's not like her, for sure. The last time I actually saw her was, Jesus, a little over a month ago. But I think just 2.5 weeks ago, remember, at the last drum circle, I think she was there. I could have swore I heard her singing. And somebody else said that they thought, said, but the last time I talked to her, it was the day after the full moon before last. It was the day after that. And she said, and she came in, she called down the street. She was up in her apartment there. And she's like, hey, Brian, you know, I think Catfish, like, put some fucked up shit on Facebook about you. You know what I mean? Because, like, we had an argument and got, I did some work at the house and he didn't pay me for it. And it was just like, okay, we had a beep, but she's like, you know, I was over there and she told me, she said she didn't remember, but she said she thought that he might have drugged her or something, you know? And she had him clean his house too, and she's like, oh, I didn't pay me. But that was the last conversation I had with her, but I could have swore she had the last drum circle.
Again, another person swearing they saw Crystal at the July drum circle.
I was in the zone, you know, like, I was drumming for 6 hours straight, drinking and smoking. You know, I don't remember a whole lot about anything except the drumming, but I could have swore I heard her voice. And that's, you know, that's like the last, Jesus, it's been, I guess the last drum circle was 2.5 weeks ago, and before that it was still like 6 weeks ago. The last full moon was like a couple weeks ago, so I guess the one before that was 6 weeks ago, I guess. Wow, it's been a long time. Damn. You sure? I could have swore I kept hearing, you know, that voice of hers, like, I could have swore she was, like, singing and chanting, like, you know, the vocable thing she was, like. The only places we hung out were at mutual friends' houses and at her house. You know what I mean? We went to Alamosa once, us as friends, and we saw a movie. But, like, yeah, like, as far as, like, what spots she would go to, I really don't know, because, like, we're, like, kind of becoming friends again after, we had a bit of a turbulent past, you know?
Meaning wrecking her car.
We were, like, super close, you know? But, so, like, I wouldn't know, like, her specific spots would be, you know what I mean? There were people that were concerned about her, for sure. You know, she did go over to Catfish just for, like, well, you know, we talked about that for, like, for whatever. It was 4 or 5 days, and then Nate had to pick her up, like, 3 in the morning or whatever. And then she did go to Catfish just after that.
How did he know that Crystal went there?
I talked to Catfish. When this shit happened, dude, I went over there. I was just over there a few days ago, you know, talking to him. And, you know, I don't know. He's a pretty transparent guy. He's a cancer, you know. He's not super good at hiding his emotions. And I didn't, like, he didn't seem nervous or lying or, you know. And I mean, if he was, then, like, he's really, what's the word for that? I mean, he must be a true sociopath. But I really didn't get the vibe that, like, that's what it was, but obviously something happened, you know. Yeah, you know, I brought her here for the first time like 2.5 years ago when we were living in Gunnison, you know? And I know all her friends, you know what I mean? Like, she was with some pretty righteous people. I could pretty safely say that out of that whole group of friends she was out, she was probably partying the hardest at the time. Like, it seemed like to me.
The same anonymous source received a message from Catfish. I was shared the messages and was able to validate their authenticity. The anonymous source says this: "Have you heard any rumors? What do you think happened to her?" Catfish says, I heard so many rumors. It is interfering. Brian, that's all I can say at the moment, other than I will do anything to help. The source says, oh wow. Why do you say Brian? Catfish says, he told me he did it. I told the CBI, and he showed his confession on Messenger.
Up and Vanished is an investigative podcast told weekly, produced for Tenderfoot TV by Payne Lindsay, Mike Rooney, and me, Meredith Stedman, with new episodes every Monday. Executive producers Payne Lindsay and Donald Albright. Additional production by Resonate Recordings, as well as Mason Lindsay, Rob Ricotta, and Christina Dana. Our intern is Hallie Bidal. Original score by Makeup and Vanity Set. Our theme song is Ophelia, performed by Ezra Rose. Our cover art is by Trevor Eiler. Special thanks to the team at Cadence 13. Visit us on social media via @UpAndVanished, or you can visit our website, upandvanished.com, where you can join in on our discussion board. If you're enjoying Up and Vanished, tell a friend, family member, or coworker about it. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.